be still, still and know be still and know So I want to take this time, this evening, just to quick come on just to pray, and yeah, you know, there's a lot of my friends online, you know, asking for prayers, and I know there are tons of intercessors praying against the storm. You know, nature will do what it does, but I'll invite you, those of you who are able to join. Tomorrow I won't be able to do soaking here in the sanctuary, so you know, we live in tough times, but these are also time that would just either make us or break us. You know, I was watching the news the other day, and just to see what has happened in North Carolina, even some of the things that happened in Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key, you know, a lot of other places. I have been through many storms. I know what it's like. I have seen a lot of devastation. So just, you know, not just in private, but I just want to throw this up there and encourage some of you to join now or later when you watch this. I just pray that the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Master of the Storm, the Lord of the Storms, would, you know, just comfort. And even we come against this storm, we come against the spirit of discouragement, especially watching so many people who have already been affected by the previous storm in the past couple of weeks. But this is what the word says. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That was Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Isaiah 43 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Those are the word of the Lord we can count on. Even as people are going through this difficult time, my prayer this evening is that the peace of Christ, not only protection, but also the peace of Christ, would rule their hearts. You know, and Father, I thank you this evening that you've given us this opportunity just to come before you and stand in the gap for the many of your sons and your daughters, people in Florida, people in North Carolina, South Carolina, people who are being affected by this storm. Lord, we ask that your spirit would go and comfort them. Yeah, just be with them, Father. You know, and the other verse that says, you know, in the word, it says, be still and know. It says, be still and know that He's God. Be still. Be still and know. He's the God that speaks to the storms. I read from John 14:27, says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. So, Father, we come right now against the spirit of fear, you know, and rightly so. Rightly so. Rightly so, Lord. Rightly so. So we call on the Lord of the storm. We call on the Lord of the storm. We call on the Lord of the storm. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is holy. Be still a reckless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is holy. Be still, O reckless soul of mine. Bow before let the noise and clamor cease. Be still, O reckless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is with us. Be still, O reckless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still. Be still. Be still. And know that He's God. Be still. And know that He's God. Speechless. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is holy. Be still, O reckless soul of mine. Bow before of peace, let the noise and clamor cease. Be still, O reckless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still. Be still. My soul, be still and know that He's God. Be still, my soul, and know that He's God. Be still and know that God He reigns. Be still and know that He's the God of the storm. Be still
still, be speechless, be still. No, my God is God.
Father, I call your name right now for the many thousands of people who are just being just afraid right now. Lord, I know what it's like. I've been there. You know, right now it's like, it's almost like a moment of speechless. You don't know what to tell people, you know. People might be able to board their homes, board the windows. But the unknown, you know, just the idea, the anxiety of what might. And Lord, that's why we stand in the gap right now, Lord. We come and join the many other intercessors and interceding against this storm. We know the earth will do what it's got to do. But Lord, we just come before you right now and ask and say, Lord God, have mercy. Lord God, have mercy. Lord God, have mercy. That's why we talk to our souls. We talk to the spirit man. We say, be still. Prince of Peace, King Jesus. Father, we pray for our friends in Florida. We pray for our families. We pray for everyone that we know we don't know. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. The storm, you are here, Jesus. Yeah. Soria mandia la masita. When I don't know how to pray, would you pray through me? Holy Spirit, when I don't know what to say, would you intercede through me? Chi le mando ya la masica na ya la mande. Our strength is weak, we come and we feel from you. When I am afraid, I call out the name of Jesus. Soar with you above the storm.
be still. I will be still. Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone. Know His power in quietness and trust. Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone. Know His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with You above the storm. Father, You are King over the flood, and I will be still, know You are God. And I will be still my soul and trust in God. Be still my soul and trust in the Lord. Be still my soul and trust in God. And I sought the Lord, yes, He heard and He answered. I sought the Lord and He heard and He answered. That's why I trust Him. That's why I trust Him. That's why I trust in God, my Savior, the one. He will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one. He will never. Lord, You will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one. He will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in Jesus, my Savior, the one. He will never fail.
Father, we stand on Your word. We read in John where it says, you know, Jesus, it was exactly from Your mouth. It says, in this world we will have trouble. In this world, we will have difficulties, bad time, earthquakes, people dying, countries against another country, news of wars, storms. In this world, we will have it. But You said, do not be afraid. Do not let your heart be troubled. And God, right now, I stand in the gap that I pray that, you know, that people, Your people, not only You would send Your angels to watch over every souls, everyone in danger right now, but Lord God, You would cause the peace of Christ, that You'd cause their heart not to be troubled. Lord, we pray for the first responders. People that are on the front line running towards the storm. Jesus.
Jesus. I will be still. Lord, I'll be still, 'cause I know you are God. I will be still. Be still, my soul, be still and know that God is God. I will be still. I will be still, know you are God. Trust in you. I choose to lean upon your word. Lord, I hope in you. For your word has never failed. You are faithful, even when my is doubting. I can trust you, for I know you are for me. No room for fear, no room for holding back. No time for holding on to what was in the past. Lord, I'll trust. I trust in you, for you are faithful. I will trust in you. I choose to lean upon your word. I will hope in you, Maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. For your word has never failed. You are faithful, even when my heart is doubting. I can trust you, for I know you are for me. No room for fear, no room for hope. Even when my heart is doubting, I can trust you, for I know that you are for me. No room for fear, no room for holding back. No time for holding on to what was in the past. Lord, I'll trust in you. I can trust you, for I know you are for me. No room for fear, no room for holding back. No time for holding on to what was in the past. I will trust in you. Lord, I trust in you, I rely. You are good every season of our soul. Oh, Holy Ghost, I trust in you.
Father, when we say you won't, we know that you can kind of deviate the storm back to the ocean or disappear it, make it disappear. But what we're talking about, Lord, especially this, you know, this time right now, just being intentional just to pray for our brothers and sisters being affected by actual storm or past storm in the past week. We're just saying that you would just prove yourself faithful. Prove who you are. Your nature is faithful. Whatever the outcome is, Lord, we say we have peace, whether it's calm, whether we're in the middle of the storm. Why? Because Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is right here. Talking about the physical house, Lord. No. Oh, I'm safe in you. We'll make it through. Rain came, wind blew. My house is built on you. I'm safe in you. Strong on you.
Cause Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I'm gonna make it through. Cause my eyes are fixing on you. I'm gonna make it through. Cause Christ is my firm foundation. That surpasses all understanding. That's it. Oh, I'm gonna make it through. I'm gonna make it through. Cause my house is built on you. My life is built on you. That's why I'm going to make it through.
Father, we pray tonight that you would just pour a fresh outpouring of your spirit in the middle of this as people are just panicking, afraid, anxiety. We come against it, but we ask, Lord, that you just pour a fresh outpouring of your spirit. Oh, Zinda. Stand in the gap, Lord, for your sons and your daughters. We stand in the gap for this world that's going crazy. But we're not afraid. We're not freaking out, because when we read your word, we know this must happen. These things must happen. It says this is the labor pain before the baby comes. These are signs to get our hearts ready. Oh, Lord, make us ready. Make your church ready. And I'll pour a fresh outpouring of your presence, God. Lord, I pray that you once again redefine your plan for people who call out your name, God. Redefine your plan. Your plan, your purpose. And allow that to become our pursuit. Pursue your plan in our lives. Your plans, God. We rest in you, Jesus. In you, Father, we threw this online. Whether people watch this now or later, Jesus, we just ask that your presence would touch them, your spirit would minister to them. Yeah. That they would enter a moment of rest, just like you were sleeping in the boat with the disciples in the middle of the storm. You've been trying to move a mountain, and the mountain, it will not move. Have you been struggling to remember somebody's looking out for you? Come and rest.
Come and rest. Come and rest in the love of God. Oh, listen to me. Come and rest. Come and rest. Come and rest in the love of God. Do you need a Savior? Do you need a Father? Oh, everybody need a friend. Do you need a mother? Do you need a brother? Oh, I know everybody's looking for a friend. God's peace. Do you want to feel God's peace again? Maybe you haven't felt it. Maybe you want to feel it right now. Open up. Do you want to feel God's peace again? Do you want to feel God's peace again? Oh, do you want to feel God's peace again? Do you want to feel God's peace again? Then come and rest. Come and rest. Come and rest in the love of God. Come and rest. Come and rest in the love of God. Come and rest. Come and rest in the love of God. In the love of God. In the grace of God. In the grace of God. In the mercy of God. In the mercy of God, in the peace of God, come and soak your soul in His mercy. Yeah. In the love of God, deep your soul. Sumande yeleminda, oh, oh, oh. Come and rest, come and rest, come and rest. Lay your burdens down. I come to you, say yes to you. Give you all of me, a sacrifice. I lay my life before you, Jesus, King of Kings. Lord, I give you my heart. I give give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
This is the desire of ours, Lord. We say, come and have your way. Come and have your way, no matter what the season is. Oh, Lord. It says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Cast it all. I sought the Lord and he answered me. Delivered me from my fears. So do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right arm. Peace I leave to you, with you. Peace I live with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you peace as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. My goodness, wow, this is so powerful. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9 says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace, the God of peace. So how do we experience the God of peace? By setting our mind on things that are pure, right, things that are lovely, things that are admirable, things that are excellent, praiseworthy. Holy Spirit, I pray right now that you would just fill the room. It could be the physical room, or it could be the heart as well. You fill the room with your presence. Lord, we will continue to stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters. And I pray, Father, that your peace will be with them. I pray that your glory would overshadow them as people in Florida right now just getting ready to step into an unknown night. Lord, Holy Spirit, you're the Spirit of light. You're the Spirit of comfort. We ask that you'd protect them. We come against the storm in the name of Jesus. We come against it. We come against the spirit of this destruction. Yeah. We come against it, Father. Breathe. Just want to do this last song before. This last song. It's a prayer, right? Like a rushing wind, would you breathe within my heart? Through the raging storm, I could still hear you call my name. Like a rushing wind, Holy Ghost, would you breathe within my heart? Through the raging storm, I could still hear you call my name. Lord, I need you. How I need you. Jesus, I need you. I don't know about you. This is my heart's cry. Oh Lord, I need you. I need your grace like I need water. I need your grace like I need breath. Inside of my lungs, burning my heart just like a fire. Come and take me over. Jesus drew me closer. I need your mercy like I need water. I need breath inside of my lungs, burning my heart just like a fire. Come and take me over. Jesus, draw me closer to your heart, to your heart, to your heart. Come and take me over, Jesus. Father, we pray, we're not after your hands. Because I know sometimes when we face trials and tribulations, hardship, it's a lot easier to just go after your hands. What we're after is your heart. And God, I pray that you'd cause people's heart to come to you. Cause the lost souls to come and know the light and the love that is so deep, the love that is so wide, the unconditional love that only you offers. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you made it possible. You made a way for us to come through the cross to Father, to bring all of our requests.